Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Welcome to Project I Am, the podcast where we unravel science, stories, and strategies behind many things, but also personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we are diving into a concept that has power to transform the way you see your life. Today, I want to talk about the fact that oftentimes what feels like stagnation is just incubation. You see, if you've ever felt like you're stuck, if you feel like you're spinning your wheels, or like nothing you're doing is making an impact, this episode is for you. By the end of today's conversation, you'll see stagnation not as a dead end, but as a necessary stage for some of the greatest growth of your life. We'll look at psychological research, inspiring success stories, and practical ways to reframe your mindset during those in-between seasons. Are you ready? Okay, let's jump in. So let's start with some clarity. Stagnation. What does that word even mean? For most of us, it feels like being stuck in one place, like you're on pause, while the rest of the world is sprinting ahead of you. Maybe it's a job that feels monotonous, or a personal goal that's taking forever to achieve. Maybe it's that creeping doubt that you're not where you thought you'd be by now. But here's the thing. Stagnation and incubation are often the same experience. The difference is how you frame it. Incubation is a natural phase of creativity, of growth, and of success. It's a time when ideas, skills, or changes are germinating beneath the surface, even if you can't see the results yet. Psychologists call this the incubation effect. It is a well-documented phenomenon where stepping away from a problem or seemingly doing nothing allows your subconscious mind to process, connect ideas, and generate solutions. A study published in the Journal of Psychological Science found that even small breaks, whether intentional or unintentional, often lead to creative breakthroughs when you return to a task. So what feels like stagnation might actually be the groundwork for a breakthrough. I don't know about you, but when I think about that, I know that gives me a significant hope. Let's bring this idea to life with a couple of examples from the business world. First up is Howard Schultz. You guys are well aware of him as the man behind Starbucks. Before Starbucks became a global brand, Schultz actually left the company in frustration. In the mid-1980s, he pitched the idea of transforming Starbucks from a coffee bean retailer into a cafe experience modeled after Italian espresso bars. The owners at the time weren't interested. Feeling stuck and unable to bring his vision to life, Schultz left and started his own coffee chain, Il Giornale. For a time, it seemed like he had walked away from the dream, but in reality, he was incubating his ideas and refining his approach. Just a few years later, he bought Starbucks and transformed it into the global powerhouse it is today. That period of seeming stagnation was actually crucial, as it gave him the time to experience, to pivot, and to ultimately prove his vision. Another great example is Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx. I don't know about Spanx personally, but I hear it really helps, and many of you may know about Spanx. Well, before she became the youngest self-made female billionaire, she spent years selling fax machines door to door. Imagine that, day in, day out, rejection after rejection, fax machines. Well, it would have been easy to see that job as stagnation, to see that even as failure. But Blakely used those years to develop sales skills, resilience, and an understanding of business. In her spare time, she was developing what would become Spanx. But it took years before she got a break. That stuck phase was actually an incubation period, where she was building the mindset and skills she needed to launch her revolutionary shapewear company. So, if you're in a slow season professionally, ask yourself, am I planting seeds that will sprout later? Am I incubating or just stagnating? Can I frame this time of what feels like stagnation? Can I reframe it as incubation? Remember, even the most successful people have faced these periods. The key is seeing them as preparation, not stagnation. And there's a personal side to this as well. We've talked about business, but this idea applies just as much to our personal lives. Let's touch on relationships and personal growth. Think about someone going through heartbreak after a breakup. There's often a painful lull of months or even years of questioning, will I ever find love again? You know, will I ever be happy? But research shows that these quiet periods of self-reflection and healing are vital. They help people rediscover who they are, what they want in a partner, and how to create healthier relationships in the future. This is incubation, the emotional groundwork for something better. Recently, in the biography of Maya Angelou, her story is a perfect example of this. She shares that in her early years, she faced tremendous hardships, poverty, single motherhood, and a total sense of directionlessness. For a time, she worked as a nightclub dancer and singer, which seemed to have little connection to the literary giant that she would later become. But it was during these quiet years that she was absorbing experiences, emotions, and perspectives that would inform her groundbreaking autobiographies, poetry, and activism. Without that period of seeming stagnation, she wouldn't have become the Maya Angelou we know today. Even in our day-to-day lives, incubation plays a role. Think of someone training for a marathon. That requires months of preparation, slowly increasing mileage, building endurance, and recovering from injuries might seem really uneventful and almost like a waste of time, but they're essential. Without that foundation, there's no finish line. So whether it's in love, self-discovery, or personal goals, whatever context, those quiet seasons often mean you're on the brink of something incredible. You just don't see it yet. Now, let's get nerdy for a second and dive into some science. Why is it so hard to embrace these periods of incubation? Why do we label them as stagnation instead? I know for me, it's because of a number of things. It's because I feel I'm not making progress. It's because of impatience, because of frustration. It's because of comparing myself to others. There are a number of reasons why we feel this way, and part of the goal is to create awareness of what's actually going on. You know, our brains crave instant gratification. We live in a world of two-day shipping, instant likes on social media, and quick fixes. Waiting for anything nowadays feels unnatural, but in psychology, this ability to wait and trust the process is called delayed gratification. It's the skill that allows you to forego short-term rewards in pursuit of long-term goals. Famous studies like the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment have shown that people who can delay gratification are often more successful in life. Another fascinating insight comes from neuroscience. During periods of rest and inaction, the brain's default mode network, DMN, is highly active. This network is responsible for daydreaming, reflecting, and processing emotions. It's during these quiet moments that we often form the connections needed for creativity and problem solving. So if you feel like you're doing nothing, remember that behind the scenes, your brain is actually hard at work. This is why so many breakthroughs happen during mundane tasks, like taking a shower or going for a walk. Some of us get our best ideas while doing what seems like nothing. You're giving your brain space, the space it needs to incubate ideas. So, what are some practical takeaways? How do we reframe stagnation as incubation? How can we apply this concept to our daily lives and move from frustration to faith in the process? Well, here are a few strategies. One, change your language. Stop referring to it as being stuck and start calling it building or incubating or preparing. You see, language shapes perception. When you view these periods as preparation, you'll approach them with more patience and a lot more optimism. Two, look for microgrowth. Even during slow periods, there's usually some progress happening. Maybe you're learning a new skill, expanding your network, or improving your mindset. Maybe you're reading a lot to learn from other people's experiences. Well, celebrate these small wins. They are all part of the process. Three, trust the compound effect. In his book, The Compound Effect, Darren Hardy explains how tiny, consistent actions add up over time. It might not feel like you're moving the needle, but those small efforts, like saving a few dollars a day or working out for 20 minutes, just 20 minutes, well, they're creating momentum. Four, lean into rest. Remember, rest is productive. Just like muscles need recovery after a workout, your mind and spirit need some downtime to grow. Embrace periods of rest as part of the cycle. And lastly, five, seek inspiration from others. When in doubt, look to the stories of other people who've been where you are. Whether it's Howard Schultz, Sarah Blakely, Maya Angelou, or anybody else that you know, remember that they did this and you can do this too. Remember that stagnation is often a precursor to greatness. So here's the takeaway. Oftentimes what feels like stagnation, well, it isn't the end of the road. It's a chapter, a phase, a part of your journey. It's temporary. It is oftentimes incubation, where your ideas, your skills, and growth are quietly preparing you for what's next. I want to encourage you to trust the process. Your breakthrough might be closer than you think. That next idea, that powerful thing that you have incubating, could hatch at any moment. Thank you for tuning in to Project I Am. If you found today's episode valuable, share it with someone who needs a little encouragement. Subscribe to the channel if you can. And if you've ever experienced the power of incubation in your own life, I would love to hear your story. Drop me a message or connect with me on social media. You can also email me at info@therapywithdavid.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. David Schloss, reminding you to embrace the quiet seasons. They are the foundation for everything that is yet to come. Until next time, keep loving who you are, enjoying the process, embracing life, and may you be well.
Today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're going to love it.